Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.22 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Ask the Dom is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Take your legal calls today.
I got to tell you, I like this song. I like that drum beat. I like the production of this song. I like the sound of it. It's
good album, man. Yeah. It actually really... Too bad I don't have to sell a child pay for tickets to go see them.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, let me... I got to lower Pearl Jam here so I can bring up Love Tiger. Love Tiger, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Oh, all right. LT is back, baby.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
I can't, for some reason, can't figure out. I don't have a camera hooked up to this, so I'm not allowed to see the video. But that's all right. We can hear you pretty good. How are things going? Not too good, huh?
Yeah.
Why are you going to bring me down?
I would like to ask, what would you like to be known as now? I know there's been some changes in the name and stuff. Eagle Eyes was out there.
On the 27th of this month, it'll be 30 years since I debuted.
Oh, my gosh. Debuted as Love Tiger.
And
yes.
And is that the name?
I made my first call into the Hooters on the radio show.
Can you not hear me?
Can you hear Galvin?
I can hear Galvin, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was asking, so what do you want us to call you now?
You can call me anything you want.
Oh, okay. Let's go Love Tiger.
Love Tiger. Love Tiger. I just know that you were talking Eagle Eyes for a little while.
Yeah. Eagle Eyes sounds too sexy.
Is my alter ego.
I know. I feel like I'm talking to sexy Love Tiger when I call him Eagle Eyes.
Gotcha.
You can't have that. I can't have any sexual tension between the two of us.
No.
Just look at that photo of his big toe, and I think that'll ruin all that.
Hey, Love
Good morning,
Tiger.
Miss Carmen.
Good morning.
He knows. He knows what's up. All right, let's talk about
that. I wasn't a black guy.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's true.
That's something you don't hear very often.
Okay.
Yeah. You still desire Carmen? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all kind of over her.
Because she's an unsung hero.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, man, this guy.
He sounds good. Like, he's upbeat.
Let me explain to everybody who Love Tiger is, for those people who don't know. Years and years ago, I worked on a show that was three Hooters girls. It was Lynn, BL, and Tina. And they had a show that originally aired on AM 620. And then when I worked for them, they were on 10 AM. And it was on a sports station in the middays. And it was good. I mean, they were three girls who talked a little bit of sports and a lot of fun stuff. And when I had gotten fired from my first job, my second job was to produce their show. And I had a good time working with them. They were good people. And Love Tiger was a caller to the show because he was, let's face it, you were kind of in love with BL a little bit, right?
I'm still am.
Yeah. Well, aren't we all a little? You know what I'm saying? And although I think you have a way better chance of getting her now.
No, she's married.
She is?
Yeah.
Who did she marry?
I don't know, some dude. I don't know.
Well, she was married, and then she got divorced.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then her husband died.
Yes.
And she got remarried about a couple years ago.
I didn't know that. Good for her. Well, then you're out.
Yes.
The one that got away.
Anyway, you and I have been friends for years. I remember your 30th birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's gone to... He went to USF for a long time, and he worked at the radio station for how long?
I worked there for 7 years.
And it wasn't until I went there on the show one day that you realized after 7 years that you could take phone calls.
Right.
Right. I taught you how to take phone calls.
Right.
And then over the years, I would say we've been friends for a long time, and I've done some stuff for you over the years, right?
Right. We've been friends since 2002.
Right. I would say I've done some stuff for you. And I've done some stuff to you.
Yes, you have.
What's the worst thing that I've done to you?
Kissing dudes.
No, I didn't do that. You did that.
Yeah.
Who? What dudes?
You made it possible.
What dudes did you make out with?
I don't remember.
Just random?
I want to forget it.
Did you make out with Medicine Man?
No, I better have not.
But you did make out with random dudes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Would you say you're bisexual?
Heck no.
Well, I mean, you made out with dudes.
Can we get off the subject, please?
All right, I'm sorry. I don't want to get you all riled up. Then at one point, Love Tiger moved back to his parent. To his
you don't
mom.
Want me to make a Spanish blowout like the other day.
What? Oh, I don't want you to have a meltdown like Spanish had. No.
Yes.
No. So Love Tiger moved back in with his mom, and who lives up in Spring Hill, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you had a sister, and she had a baby. Where'd she go?
My sister had three kids.
And three?
She moved, yeah.
What a whore.
And she moved to her own place.
Okay. And do you still talk
Remind.
To her? Do you still talk to her?
On occasion, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, Uncle Tiger.
Yeah, right? Uncle Love. So now you it's just you and your mom in the house?
And my two brothers.
Wait a second. You have two brothers?
Yeah.
I've never known this.
Yeah, I have two brothers.
Older, younger?
Normal?
I'm the oldest.
You have two younger brothers. How old are they?
Well, I have one brother that's a year and a half younger than me, and have another brother 12 years younger.
Man, your mom liked to do some banging, huh?
Let's keep going.
Okay. Right. So
I want to say hi to everybody in the YouTube chat room.
Hello, everybody. Okay. Now, what do your brothers do for a living?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Well, living at home.
Yeah.
They just live at home. They don't work?
No.
I have to ask you a question, but I don't know how to put it delicately. Are they affected?
No.
Are they more like us or more like you?
Let's get off the subject.
Well, we have to establish what's happening. Are your brothers, why don't they work?
Because they don't want to.
Who pays for all their stuff?
I don't know. They live their own lives other than mine.
No, listen, you just don't want to talk about it. LT, you can't fool me.
Please.
No, listen to me. I'm trying to help you out, but I need to figure out what's really going on.
I don't want my family involved.
Not your family, just your brothers. Because we may need them. All right, let's talk about what the problems are at your house.
Right.
Now, you got a pool, right?
Yes, sir.
But you can't swim in the pool because it's what? Dirty like your feet?
Yes.
It's black. Mm-hmm. Carmen would love your pool.
Oh, my God.
Love Tiger?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is your pool so black that Carmen would date it?
No comment.
Okay. So you need your pool cleaned. I bet you we can find a pool company to clean your pool, but I don't want your lazy-ass brother swimming in it after we clean it. Right?
Right.
I mean, if they're not going to put any effort into it, what are we letting them enjoy it for? Your silence is killing this radio show.
I just don't want to talk about it.
But I mean, the whole point of us talking today was so we could try and help get your house taken care of.
I don't want anybody else involved. Is this about me?
Where are your brothers now? Are they home?
Sleeping.
Do they want to talk to me?
No.
Oh. Who's that? Who's that? Is that your mom?
That was one of my brothers.
Let me talk to him.
Brother?
No.
What's his name? Just tell me his first name.
I'm not saying anything.
Is it Ralph?
About him.
Is it Ralph?
No.
I feel like it's Ralph.
No.
Ralph Tiger. What's his name? Whisper.
Robert.
Okay. That's all I want to know. What is, now what's Robert's plan for the day? Like,
Bobby
what
Tiger. Doing today? Right? Bobby Tiger?
What's Bobby Tiger doing today?
I'm just...
All right, don't get frustrated. Let's start over, okay? Let's move on, as you like to say. Give me the reason why you can't take a shower.
The water in the shower, when you turn... I'm talking on the air, okay?
Yeah, Robert, settle down. Tell Bobby Tiger to go in his room and mind his own business.
I'm talking on the radio. I'm not.
Let me talk to him. Tell him I want to talk.
No.
Tell him, listen, I can help you out with this, Love Tiger. Be like, Robert, come in here. Mike Halton wants to talk to you.
Does he abuse
No, he's not.
Does he hit you?
See? Let me knew that was going to happen.
Let me put Robert in his place.
No.
Let me put Robert in his place. Don't let him push you around anymore.
I think we answered the more like us, more like him question.
LT, you're the older brother, right? Love Tiger?
I'm here.
You're the older brother. Time to take control.
Please, I don't want my family involved on this station,
okay.
Please.
All right. Family out, okay?
Right.
Back to the shower. I'm trying to help you with the plumbing. What do we need to do in the plumbing?
Okay. The water keeps running when you shut the...
Stop. What are you doing?
Robert, if you're going to be involved in this, then you have to... Robert, look at him. Just repeat after me. Robert, go in your goddamn room. Say it, Love Tiger, say it. Oh, Robert, go in your goddamn room.
See, I knew this was going to get me in trouble.
How is this getting you in trouble? You're trying to help. We're trying to help you out.
But my family doesn't want this on the air.
Well, listen to me. You didn't tell them to call a plumber. Why didn't they call a plumber? Hello?
I'm telling you, you're going to get another article written about you.
Oh, no.
Who cares? LT, listen to me. LT? Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Or did Robert cut him off?
Yeah.
He pulled the computer right out of the wall.
Calling that bitch right back. All right. How dare you?
I think Robert abuses him.
Yeah.
We didn't even know Robert existed.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, my God. Is he not taking the call?
He's not allowed to.
Yeah.
LT. Robert, listen to me. I just got a text from somebody that I don't know if he wants me to say or not. LT, listen to me. I just got a text from somebody that works for the city, that works for the water department. And they said that they will come over there and fix it for you. Wouldn't you be happy with that?
Yes.
Wouldn't Robert be happy with that?
Yes, well,
listen to me. No, when friends need help, what do? They turn to other friends.
Right.
So what's he getting all worked up for?
Because.
Come on.
They get pissed off.
Why?
I don't know.
Nobody knows who they are. It's all anonymous. Nobody knows who the Tiger family really is.
It's not Love Tigers. That's me.
I know. But listen to me. That's your stage. That's your radio name. It's Love Tiger, Mommy Tiger, Bobby Tiger. What's the other guy's name?
Steve. There's no Tigers.
Well, what's the other brother's name? There's Rob. Is Robert? What's the other brother? Is Robert nicer than the other brother, or is the other brother nicer than Robert?
I just don't want to talk.
Oh, my God. How do you... We've been planning this for a whole week about you coming on the show today.
I know.
And I'm seriously, legitimately trying to help you. Like, I'm going to have somebody come over.
I appreciate the help.
Okay, well, but Robert doesn't.
I know.
Okay, let's talk about... Do you have your own bathroom? I don't understand why that's
yes,
a secret.
I do.
Okay. And is that the shower that needs to be fixed?
Both need to be fixed.
Okay. Can I have a guy yelling at me again. Tell him I'll come over there and beat the crap out of him.
I'm talking to one of the radio stations. They want to help with the house.
What are you doing?
Oh,
no.
See?
But tell him, how else is he going to get the plumbing fixed?
They want to help.
I'm going to help. I'll tell him I'm coming over today. Let me talk to Robert.
I'm going to get yelled at, really.
You know what? You need to put your foot down and be a man. You're 54 years old. Do not be treated like a child anymore.
By your little brother.
By your little brother, Robert. Right?
Right.
Once you can shower, you'll be a hero.
That's right. Mm. Everybody, and now let's talk about the mold. Where is the mold?
In the bedroom where I used to sleep.
Oh. Now, why is it?
See, he's yelling at me again.
Stand up to him. Say, Robert, go back to your goddamn room. On the
radio. Well, people want to help fix the house.
Did you ask him if he wants to talk to me? You've not given him the opportunity to talk to me.
Well, people want to help fix the house.
Robert, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want... Don't.
I want you to stop doing that.
Robert! Robert! Ooh, he just slammed the screen door. Is he gone? LT, is he gone?
Yes.
All right, so now we're back to being... We're back... Back to talking mono-y-mono.
He's going to tell my mom, and then I'm going to get yelled at later.
Uh-oh. Let me ask you a question. Your mom works, doesn't she?
Yes.
So wouldn't it be nice if she came home after a hard day's work and all the things were fixed that she was worried about?
Of course.
Okay. So Robert is being a little jerk-off, and we're trying to get things done because we're men. Tom the Tree Man said he would come by today. He lives in Spring Hill. He said he would come by today after work and fix your plumbing problems. He works for the water department.
Right.
So can we do that? Is Robert going to be a little bitch about it? LT?
Yes, I'm here.
Listen, as a radio professional, you cannot have this much silence in between me talking and you talking. What's going on?
Oh, he's up there telling.
What is that? What's going on in the background?
Mama Tiger
is getting tattled on.
Spanish, would you stop that?
No, listen.
There's no tigers.
Listen to me. When your mom comes in, say, Mom, as the eldest son, I've reached out and I have a gentleman coming over today that works for the city, the water department, and he's going to fix our plumbing issues, and he's doing it for free. That's all.
Yeah, Love Tiger gets things done.
Yeah. You're a man now. There's not. You're not a little kid anymore.
I'm going to be 54 in a week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a hot shower by the end of the day.
Oh, it'd right? be nice. And you wouldn't have to worry about your toes getting all corroded anymore.
Right.
Now, does Robert like concerts? Maybe we can get him a ticket or something so he chills out a little bit? Is that him?
I let my brothers do their own thing.
Is that him in the background yelling?
Yes.
Who's he talking to?
Nobody. He's talking to me.
No, I hear him right now. I hear him in the background.
He's watching the TV.
Oh.
See, he's yelling.
Tell Robert I'd like to talk to him. Can you just say that? Say, Mike Calta would like to talk to you. Love, Tiger?
I'm here.
Say, Robert, Mike
Calta.
Robert, Love, Tiger?
Just stop.
All right.
It's just between me and you.
Okay. All right. So we've got the plumbing situation taken care of. What's next?
I want a pool.
The pool is dirty, right?
But people want to help, Robert.
I don't care.
Tell Robert to get a job and shut his mouth. Mm-hmm. How old is he? LT? You just give me his age and years. It's all I want to know.
48.
48! And he doesn't have a job? Deadbeat. All right, back to me and you, okay?
Okay.
We need to get the pool cleaned. First thing we need to do is shock the pool. Okay?
Yes.
And then we need what, a pump? We're missing a pump? All right,
yes,
listen.
The pump needs to be cleaned.
If you're a pool company in the Spring Hill area and you think you can help get Love Tiger's pool back so that he can enjoy the nice, refreshing pool for the summer, can you please hit us up? Hit us up through email or call us up. And you got to be willing to do it pro bono because Love Tiger doesn't have any money right now, and Robert doesn't do anything but watch TV. So if you're willing to help out Love Tiger, we're going to clean this pool. And then where's the mold?
In the room where I sleep. I used to sleep.
What? Now you don't sleep in that room anymore?
No.
Where do you sleep now?
On a computer chair.
Now how do you sleep in a chair?
I have a pillow on the and sleep.
Does it lean all the way back, or are you just sleeping, yes, sitting up? You're not sleeping, no, sitting up.
It leans back.
Okay. Well, doesn't that seem dangerous? Like you're going to fall out of the chair in the middle of the night?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you need a new bed? What do you need?
I don't need a new bed, no.
What if Spanish got you a hammock?
You want a hammock?
Mm.
I'm not into hammocks.
You're probably too fat for a hammock.
Oh.
Oh, I'm just being honest, right? Love Tiger, you probably gained a few.
No, I have not.
Oh.
The air fryer helped.
Oh, there you go, Gio. The answer to your question.
Yeah. All right. That's all good. Right.
So there's black mold in your bedroom?
Yes, in the room
One of the rooms, yes.
And now do you share that room with anyone, or is that just your room?
What?
Oh. Tell Robert to watch his mouth.
You can't swear, Rob.
Can you ask him if he would like to talk to me? I don't.
Trust me, he doesn't want to.
But he tell him I might have concert tickets for him. Ask him if he likes. What does he like? You want to go to Universal?
He does like. We all like WWE.
All right. Well, WWE is coming. To maybe he wants to go to a show. Ask him if he wants to talk to me.
I can get tickets to Raw. I mean WWE when they come to the air hour.
Rob, no. Tell him, let me talk to him.
He cares.
Say, he doesn't want to talk.
You didn't even ask him. If you ask him and he says no, I'll stop bugging you about it.
Maybe he likes the mold.
Love Tiger doesn't. He can't breathe that in.
Robert might like the mold, though. Maybe Robert
likes. Do you share a room with somebody?
No.
Oh, you had your own bedroom, but nobody can stay in there right now because it's moldy.
Correct.
Is it okay if I have Tom take a look at your room today, too? Maybe he can fix the mold a little bit?
I don't know if that can be arranged.
Listen, Tom can do a lot of things. What if it just needs some chemicals on it? Just needs to be treated?
I may. I don't know.
All right. Now, how many bedrooms are in this house?
Two.
So your mom sleeps in one, right?
Yes.
Where does Robert sleep?
Robert and my other brother sleep in the other bedroom.
And then you got pushed out of that bedroom?
No, there's no room.
So you're sleeping where? In the living room? Ignore him. He doesn't.
People want to help. That's why.
Yeah. Tell him I'm getting more done than you lazy son of a bitch.
They're not total strangers. They're my friends.
Yes, for 20 years now.
Well, I am.
Tell him, you're my younger brother. You don't tell me what to do. Tell him I'm not afraid. Oh, I'm smart. All right.
I want to get this house fixed. That's what the problem is.
Damn right. Yeah. You know what we're doing? We're making moves today, Love Tiger. We're making moves. You know who's not helping us? Robert. Yep. Where's the other guy?
Sleeping.
Lazy. You got a bunch of lazy brothers. You really do. You know that, right? Robert can't hear me, so just say yes or no. They were lazy, aren't they?
No comment.
Yeah, I know what that means. Mm-hmm. In one day, in one phone call, we already got the pool taken care of.
Yeah.
And we got the water taken care of in the shower.
That's right.
Right? What did Robert do? Nothing.
Actually, the toilets need to be fixed, too.
Oh, I mean, look, Robert, I could do all of this.
People want to help fix the house. Well, do it another way. Don't talk about problems like that on the air. Did you hear what he just said? Don't talk about it on the air.
I know, but tell him I'm here to help him. I'm your friend. Tell him that.
I have these friends. They want to help.
We've been friends for 20 years.
We were friends for a lot of years on the radio.
I used to buy you McDonald's when you lived at USF.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a guy who gets things done.
I love McDonald's.
Who does? You're a burger guy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
what?
You're awful quiet today.
I'm just listening, buddy. I just want to hear what's going on. And
you know how many times Galvin stood up, made a fist, and wanted to come there and fight Robert?
Yeah, I'm very Galvin, upset that down. Robert's being mean to you.
He's
yeah.
abusive. What's wrong with
Do you
toilets?
Want to live at Whore Island with Joe and Spanish and the bags and the faces?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, you good with that?
Oh, yeah. Come on over. You can stay in Anthony's room with him.
He's like Cheech of Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that Cheech.
or Chong. Tommy Chong, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a little both.
By the way, Carmen, I love your orange today.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
I love your banana.
What's wrong with the toilets?
What's wrong with the toilets?
Robert keeps blowing them up.
Seriously,
don't talk about that on the air.
Stop.
Do they flush?
LT, seriously, what's wrong with the toilets?
They need to be fixed.
I know, but which part? Like the flusher or the plunger? Or what are we looking at?
Tanks back
up. The whole toilet.
You need a toilet replacement?
Probably some black mold on there. On the bowl.
You know what you do? You put a can of soda in there. Clean that right up. No, seriously. You let it sit overnight. Learn that on TikTok.
And then so throw some Mentos, too.
That's not real.
Hey, what's Robert like? What is he like besides wrestling? Porn?
No, he just likes wrestling like I do.
Ask him what if I ask him if I have John Cena come to the house, if he'd be happy.
Let's talk about this.
All right. Cancel John Cena.
Yeah, canceled.
All right. So today, Tom is going to come by and take a look at he's going to assess the situation. How's that?
Okay.
All right. And then when Tom assesses the situation, then he can tell me what needs to be done, and we can see how far off we are and, you know, what we need. Maybe we need some other people to help out. Maybe we'll, you know, I'm calling Tom right now. Stand by.
What if Robert doesn't?
Will he give me a go ahead, Mike, or what's up, boss?
What's up, boss?
What's up, boss? Hey, boss.
What's up, Mike?
I have you on the air with Love Tiger right now.
Okay.
Will you be able to stop by and assess the situation today?
Absolutely. Yep. I can have somebody there probably around 4 o'clock today.
How about 4 o'clock today, Love Tiger? Is that good?
Perfect.
Is Robert going to throw a pissy fit?
Probably.
Well, I mean, listen, nobody else is doing anything, are they?
No.
All right. Tom, I'll send you the address. I'll call you later.
Copy that.
I feel like Robert's not going to let Tom in the house.
Oh, come on.
I don't think Robert has a choice. Yeah. I don't think Robert has a choice. You're talking about the eldest brother.
Right? Yeah, Love Tiger has authority.
He rules the roost.
Yeah, king of the Tigers.
Eagle
Bobby
eyes.
Tiger can't do nothing
Tiger
about
king.
It.
Yeah. Bobby Tiger is, Bobby Tiger has no authority in this situation.
That's right.
Love Tiger?
Yes, sir.
If it's anything I hope to help you with, it's your confidence. You're a man. You're 54 years old in a couple of days. You're the man of the house. Robert and the other guy. What's the other guy's name?
I forgot. Brian.
Brian. Mm-hmm. Robert and Brian need to answer to you. Okay?
Yeah.
And when they see today instant results, he's going to be like,
wow.
He's going to say to you, John, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I treated you the way I did. Right?
Right.
That's what a man does.
Yeah.
Now, Spanish, have we got any pool companies in Spring Hill that want to go take a look at the pool?
Carmen did forward some information of a
pool company?
Pool company, yeah.
You want to give me the name of the pool company?
Big Kahuna.
Big Kahuna Pool, baby. Man,
that just sounds like it's going
to
be nice.
I love that. You're going to have to bring your surfboard out by the end of the day.
Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
Can I give them your address, too?
Sure, why not?
All right, I need you to send me the address on Facebook, okay? I don't want to put it out over the air. Just send it to me now. Tom will be there today or have somebody come by today from the water department. And then
Tom knows where I live.
All right, I got to give Big Kahuna the address too. I got to give it to Big Kahuna.
Okay.
And if Big Kahuna, you should take a picture of the before and after.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think we should invite Robert to our pool party when this is all done?
No. He doesn't get to go.
Very rude.
Yeah. Up to Love Tiger. He's the guy in charge.
He stands in the way.
Mm-hmm. LT?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Will we invite Robert to the pool party?
Of course. I want my family involved. I want this house to be good.
What a good heart he has. Yeah. What a good heart you have, Love Tiger. All right. When we get this all done, we're going to have a party. Me, the guys, Medicine Man, we're going to come over and we're going to have a good party.
Medicine Man, please.
Oh. John Cena?
John Cena's out. Robert didn't want to meet him.
As to quote Shane Gillis, they're going to have to get a lot worse before they meet John Cena.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we're on to some, aren't we? Hey, real quick, is there any other problems I'm missing?
Yeah, my Medicaid problem.
Oh boy. Hey, here's the thing. Love Tiger was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. He's got $18,000 worth of bills.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
To the grave.
Who cares, Love Tiger?
Yeah.
There's nothing they can take from you.
Yeah.
There's not like they can come and take your
toenails.
Car away. Yeah. You got nothing.
What if they take the air fryer?
No. Oh. I promise. If they take the air fryer, I'll buy them a new
one. All right. All right.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, Love Tiger, you got nothing to lose there. Right?
Right.
All right. I feel like we got a lot done today.
I feel like we did.
I feel like if Robert knew how much advancement we made on the phone, he would be in a better mood. Let me talk to him.
No, they don't want to talk.
If you didn't ask him, if you ask him one time, Then
no,
I'll leave
they're not going to talk.
You won't ask them. Why won't you ask them?
They won't talk.
You won't ask.
Trust me, they won't.
Just ask them.
No, I'm not. They won't talk.
If you just said,
trust
"Hey,
me, they won't."
Hey, Robert, Mike would like to talk to you. He might start to like me.
They're not going to talk.
Try it.
Stop. Please.
You know what? I think you're jealous. You don't want me to be friends with them.
They don't want me. They don't want.
Rethink that.
I didn't really think this was going to be on the air. We're talking about off the air.
Oh, what? Come on.
You know, you're a radio professional.
Yeah. You know what's going on.
What do you think we were going to have? I would have called you. Come on.
You're a radio guy.
Yes, I am.
The Tiger family is going to be having a new dig for the next couple of days. When Bobby Tiger's doing backstrokes in that pool and Brian Tiger is diving off the top of the board.
Mm-hmm. There are no Tigers.
You're all Tigers.
Yeah, right.
You're
tiger.
All Tigers.
Yeah, you're the Tiger King.
Mama Tiger. Is Mama Tiger at work?
Yes.
I don't. I feel like that answer was not truthful.
She's at work. She's going to stop.
She making beer cake, beer taps?
Yes.
What I'm wondering is, if you're 54 and he's 48, and then the other one is between you guys or younger?
Between.
Okay. So between 48 and 54, that's got to put your mom somewhere around 70-some years old, right?
Right.
And she's out working while those lazy bitches are sleeping in the house all day?
I guess so.
Not you. I understand you. You're a DJ. You work from home. What's Robert do?
I don't get paid for it.
Well, you know, at least you're trying. What's Robert do for a living?
Nothing.
Ever? Does he even have a paper route or nothing?
No.
Does he need a job? You want me to hook you up with something? Lean back and be like, hey, Robert, Mike wants to know if you need one to help out with a job.
No, they don't want. They don't want.
They don't want to work.
Just leave them out, please.
They just want to be lazy bums. Lazy bums.
Wow.
Robert and Brian. Tiger. Tiger and Brian.
I also want to be in better shape, too.
You do?
Mm.
Yes. I want to be like Chad.
Laps around the pool.
That'll help. I want to be like Chad.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
What about once the pool opens?
Yeah.
It's great exercise.
Yeah.
Chad would go help you work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if I get you a gym membership?
I just want some gym equipment, work out at home.
Why can't you go out to the gym, meet some people, show off your bod?
Yeah. I had to get it first.
I mean, I feel like if I send the equipment to the house, Robert's going to use it. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Not cool.
No, he won't use it.
All right. Let me think about it, okay? Let's get through today. Okay. Let's let Tom go by and assess the situation, and then we'll figure it out for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry if this caused you any grief today, but we're in the process of fixing this house up.
And I want this house fixed.
What's the worst problem in the house?
Robert.
Seriously, what's the worst problem at the top of the list? If you're like, this has got to be fixed first.
I think they're all equal.
Well, you got to give me one specific one that we need to work on first.
I mean, toilet's a big one.
Mm. Mold, I would think.
Bathrooms, yeah.
The what? The what?
Bathroom.
Are you saying the bathrooms? Okay. All right. Well, we're on it today.
Can I ask? Where are you currently going to the bathroom, Love Tiger?
Question.
If the toilets don't work.
Good question. LT? LT?
I go to CVS.
Oh.
Where does Robert go? You're taking too long to answer. You're saying when you have to relieve yourself, you have to go to the CVS?
Most of the time, yeah.
Well, only for a dookie, though, right? Number one, you just make outside.
Yeah.
Right. So family.
Not outside, but.
Where? In bottles?
Not in the pool.
No, in the tub.
Oh, in the tub. Yeah. Yeah, because it's got a drain.
Mm-hmm.
Got a drain.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you duke, you got to go to CBS.
Yes.
So when CBS sees the Tigers come in, they know where you're there. They're there to duke.
Yeah. Beat me to it.
Yep. Got it.
I'm so scared right now.
Why?
Because I know I'm going to get yelled at later on today.
Hey, be like, hey, Robert, CBS is on the phone. I want to talk to you.
You should be celebrated as a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll finally get to have a duke in your own. I'm going to have Tom bring some toilet paper over, too.
Yeah. And bleach.
You have to think the people at CBS are like, you have to buy something. You can't just come in here and scat, Tigers.
All right, LT.
Yes, sir.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to hang up. You're going to email me your address through Facebook. I'm going to give it to Tom, and we'll take days one day at a time.
Okay.
All right, and don't eat anything that's going to flow through your system too quickly.
Love, Tiger. What is the toenail situation?
Oh, you know.
Did they take care of that in the hospital? Is it growing back?
Yes.
What are we looking?
The toes are fine right now.
No. Have you cut your toenails since you left the hospital?
Yes, I have.
The hospital.
Will you send us a picture of the new foot?
My right foot is a little swollen still.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen to me. Would you say $100 would go very far if I gave you $100? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, can you answer my questions, goddammit? I want to give you $100. Right. Can I give you $100?
I'll take it.
No.
that'd be awesome.
If you send me a picture of you and Robert together, I'll make Tom give you $100 today while he's there.
Cash.
Please, let's leave my brothers out of this.
I'm just saying. That's simple.
Yeah.
That's $100. You can even cut them off a piece. Be like, take this picture of me. I'll give you $25.
I'm not getting my family, my brothers involved, please.
Well, technically, he got himself involved by yelling.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
He's an angry tiger.
You guys are trying to help, and I want to help, too. Get help, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-help.
You're the good guy in this situation.
You are.
Know that.
But all right. My whole family...
Your pauses are killing me. Just talk. Just say it. Be a man about it.
Okay.
And then you take a 4-second pause. You say okay, and then you count 8 Mississippis.
Maybe I should do a Spanish.
What?
An outburst.
Yeah, I did. I double dog dare you to have an outburst right now.
God damn it, Counselor. So why are you doing this to me? You're embarrassing me.
No, not at us. We didn't do it. No, we're on your side.
We're not the good.
Stand up and be like, I wish I can get out of this hellhole. I wish stupid Robert wasn't here. I wish Brian would wake up. I wish they would get jobs. I wish my poor mom didn't have to work anymore. I wish I didn't have to dookie in a CVS every time I have to make a number two. I wish that at my bathtub. I wish that didn't happen. I wish I didn't have a urine stained bathtub.
Black mold.
Yeah. This is what I wish.
I wish.
Or say.
Life was better.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. I wish.
Love Tiger's life was better.
His toilet was wetter. Robert wore a sweater. All right, I got to go.
Don't talk or sing about this on the radio.
That's true. Robert said don't talk about it on the radio. What if you just sang everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Again, I appreciate it.
All right, Tom will be by. You got to send me the address, and Tom will be by today, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to call Kahuna Pools here during the break. Let's be serious. I'm going to have Spanish call them during the break, and we'll see if we can get them to come over and take care of your pool as well. And then instead of, you're going to go from zero to hero in the tiger house.
There's no tigers.
Listen, there's you.
In this house.
There's Love Tiger, there's Bobby Tiger, there's Brian Tiger, and there's Mommy Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tigers.
And the sister tiger who got away.
Yeah, smart.
And her little baby cubs.
There's no tigers. Love Tiger is just me.
Yep. And
their
Bobby,
alter ego.
And Robert Tiger, yeah. Bobby Tiger. Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about this. No,
there's no tigers. It's just me.
All right.
You promise your mom's not dead, right?
No, she's not. She's not. She's working.
Come on, man.
You want, of course. Hey, all right. How about this? There's Johnny Johnson, Brian Johnson. Hello, me something. Robert Johnson.
Oh, going down the crossroads.
Oh, yeah. No.
And Sister Johnson.
And Mama Johnson. Mm-hmm.
You want to be the Johnsons?
Yes, don't forget, Johnson. There's also a little Johnson.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure talking to you today. We'll get these problems worked on, and I guarantee you 10 days.
Oh, by the way, can I plug my radio show?
Well, you didn't let me talk to Robert. You didn't let me talk to Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an even Steven. But go ahead. Because I'm a nice guy, go ahead.
Okay. I will be live at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. On Vaughn.live/Coup80s, playing the music of 1980. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, I'll be on my channel, Vaughn.live/80s_A to Z, with the 80s on request party. With DJ Eagle Eyes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Does Robert ever go on that show?
The radio stuff is my personal stuff.
All right. All right. Mm. If I were to send him something from Amazon, what would he like?
I don't know.
I mean, this could be a good opportunity to ask him.
Don't let him hit you again, Love Tiger.
Does this work on getting this stuff done?
Does he hit you?
Heck no. Nobody hits.
All right.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
you can
you're
tell
so
us.
Afraid.
Yeah, you're nobody scared.
I mean, you're acting like a big pussy. All right, I got to go. There's too many silences. I'll send me the address and we'll get that worked on for today, okay?
Mike Calta is an unsung hero.
There you go. Yeah, I like it. I appreciate it. Love Tiger, my best friend. And
no,
Robert.
Bobby Kelly's your best friend.
He's number one, but you're number one. You're number one local.
Bobby Tiger might be
in
there.
I'm your best listener.
All right, that too. All right, well, send me the address and we'll get this done today.
Okay.
And give Big Kahuna Pool some love on your show today.
Okay.
All right. See you later, pal.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. So, we learned a lot today.
Yeah.
Are we sure the mom is?
Yes. This is not a Norman Bates thing.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm pretty sure she's in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
If I were
she works at a factory and she makes beer taps.
Yeah, but I mean, like. You're saying that like it's totally implausible that she's in the back room and has been there for quite some time.
And they don't even know it.
Right.
What happened to Daddy Tiger?
He died a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
man. And dude, how about Robert Tiger? Bobby Tiger was angry.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
I never heard him before.
Don't talk about this on the radio. Why would you do that?
Man. Oh. All right. Well, we're going to get his problems fixed up for him today.
If I want to listen to his show Pacific Time, I can do that. Okay. What time is that?
I don't know. /A to Z.
I travel to West Coast sometimes.
I believe 10 o'clock.
Gotcha. Too long.
My first job was at a CVS when I turned 16. I couldn't imagine being my first job turning 16 and working at that CVS.
Here again.
Every weekend the Tigers
is
the
mother got to go poop at the CVS too?
That's what I'm saying. How is this?
Nah, she probably goes to work, like Spanish.
Love Tiger. I mean, Spanish, sorry. Great question for Love Tiger about that. I didn't even think about it.
Right?
I thought what he was saying was that it didn't flush or it over. You know, sometimes they flush and they run. I thought that I didn't know it was not functioning.
No.
So they're peeing in the bathtub and pooping at the CVS. Lord, God bless him. Tom saved them, Tom.
That's
saved
new,
them.
That's a new Morgan Wallen song. Peeing in the bathtub and pooping in the CVS. Tried that in a small town.
Acid Dom is in the studio with us next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.